BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Blue Monday. Is that really a thing? Also, we end up talking about full moons. Shakira, after being on hold to her for a while, I do the same to her. She's on the phone from Spain, and we have a lovely chat about Rihanna and She-Wolf and stuff. We get listeners on that have nicknames and try and guess why they're called that. It's not always that obvious. Greg James plays Monday's Real or No Real, and how security has really been stepped up at my local cinema.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Selfies. Good song by Nina Nesbitt. She's been on, actually, saying Cooking Carbonara and my song Selfies comes on Radio 1. Cooking Carbonara, that's not one, is it?
I think so, but...
It's not. I think she's just boiling some pasta and listening to the radio.
That's quite a lunch, going for the carbonara on a Monday.
At lunchtime, pop stars, though, isn't it?
Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah. Like, they will happily have a carbonara for lunchtime.
Whoa.
It's more of an evening meal, I would say. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. I hope your weekend was good. I went to the actual cinema yesterday and didn't fall asleep in the longest film I've ever seen.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, because I normally do fall asleep and snore at the cinema.
Yeah.
I went to see Wolf of Wall Street yesterday, which everyone's raving about. Really good. But I have never seen a cinema be this strict about the rules. Because, like, when was the last time you saw a cinema really, really full? You don't see it that often, do you?
No.
Not very often.
No.
So normally, even if I've booked a seat, I'll sit wherever I want because there's normally loads and loads of space.
Or try sneak into the posh seats.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The premiere ones.
And normally you can because, like, there's loads of space going. This film obviously only came out on Friday, so there's a lot of hype about it. Leonardo DiCaprio, it's a great film.
Mm.
I mean, don't come to me for film reviews, but I just want to say it's really good, okay? But I've never seen them be this strict. So there's someone there showing you to your seat and every now and again asking what your seat number is, going, can I see your tickets, please?
Really, showing proof.
Which I've never seen showing proof before. And then a woman next to me pretty much got chucked out because she'd bought her own sweets with her.
No.
That is a no-no. Like she did it in the most discreet way possible. She had a bag of the M&Ms. And she opened them up, and they were like, "No, get out.
Or go and buy something
from our shop right now."
They shouldn't be allowed. I don't understand how they can. It's like you've got to smuggle in sweets. I didn't realise it's so against the rules.
So against the rules. It's not allowed at all. You will probably be chucked out.
Do you know what I don't like in the cinema is they've got these people in the corner now, and I think they obviously do it to check that no one's filming the film. But they have this, like, infrared... But when you look at them, they look really weird. They look like they're looking at you through strange binoculars.
I've never seen this. What are they?
They have a little camera in the corner, these people. They whip out this thing, and you just see a little red eye.
Well, no, they're filming it, aren't they?
And then what... No.
They're called pirates.
No, but they're filming you, and you've always got to act like you're not... Because you see them scanning across the rooms. They're like this in the corner.
They're filming you in case you're filming the film.
And they can see, because I think it's infrared or something, they can see if you're filming. So they scan across the room like this. Now, when I see them go towards me, I always try and make sure my hands are up in the air. You know what?
Nothing to see here.
I'm not filming anything.
Not guilty.
Sir.
I know that it's illegal.
And then you see them go past you again. You're like, yeah.
I didn't know they have actual people in there.
Yeah, they do.
Also, like, even sending a text now in the cinema sends me, like, into thinking that I'm going to be done for some kind of video piracy.
Yeah.
Because they are hot on it. But don't bring your own sweets in. And be prepared to show your ticket as well, now and again, especially if it's a really full film. Today, we're speaking to Shakira.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That is true. In Thailand, I went to the cinema once in Thailand to see Avatar. They actually play the national anthem at the start of each film and you have to stand up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And there's, like, pictures of the king, like a video of the king, and you have to stand up. And there are blokes in there with torches to make sure you do stand up. And if you don't, you're going out.
That's what they used to do in the olden days, isn't it? I think you'd have a national anthem beforehand.
Yeah, I think so. Cara, the producer, has just revealed something incredible, which I'm not sure how to say. Bearing in mind that I just said about the lady getting pretty much chucked out for bringing her own sweets into the cinema yesterday, Cara's just revealed she brings a whole picnic to the cinema with her. So you're going to get banned. She brings a screw-top bottle of wine, plastic glasses, her own ice cream, and spoons.
Someone here said they took a 16-inch pizza in.
No way.
That's just bad form. That's just bad etiquette.
Because that smells.
Like, that's too much. Really.
Craig in Birmingham has taken a pizza in with him. Like, people sometimes use it as a challenge as well. I've taken a 16-inch pizza
yeah,
in,
what can you get
says
in?
Chris. And a McDonald's. Next challenge is a full chow mein. See if you can get it in or not.
How about getting a delivery too this
yeah.
summer?
Can I screen three, please? That's where I'll be.
I'm going to try it. No, maybe not, in case it's illegal.
No, I don't think you should say that.
But if it's not illegal, I'm going to try it.
Takes her own bottle of wine in. So her name's Cara. Please look out all cinemas for a lady with a bag for life, and she'll be carving a turkey in the Premier seats.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm on a hold to Shakira at the moment.
It's incredible.
So I'm not really concentrating on what I'm saying or doing because I've got one ear on Shakira's.
I don't understand how this all works.
Is it Shakira's house? We don't know where she is, but I'm on hold.
I've never rang someone's house and been put on a hold.
I'm on hold. So bear with, and hopefully Shakira will be on in a minute. Still appear to be on hold to Shakira. That's what's happening right now.
Scott, put your on hold music on, would you?
Should I put her on hold?
As soon as she answers.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, Shakira.
I'm going to pass you to Shakira now, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, just 1 second. I'm going to pass this to you.
Okay, I thought that was Shakira. It's not.
Hello?
Shakira.
Hi.
Hello, it's Scott. How are you?
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm really good.
I'm well, thank you. How's everything?
Yeah, really good. Give me a sec. Please hold.
Sure.
Anyway, how are you? Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Barcelona.
Oh, okay. And are you in a hotel at the moment?
No, I'm in my house, in my Barcelona house.
Oh,
it sounds lovely.
It does. So we are loving the track with Rihanna at the moment.
Oh, thank you.
We played it for the first time last week.
She's going to be very happy.
Yeah, it's so great. What was she like to work with? You've obviously worked with her before, or have you?
No, never before, you know, and I actually never thought that she was going to do this because she's so busy. But, you know, I took a chance and I sent her the track and she loved it and I was the happiest woman in the world.
So did you and her go in the studio together or is it one of those collaborations where you never actually met?
No, we have met before in the past. But during the collaboration, we did it remotely because, you know, she's been traveling. She just finished her tour. And I actually have been also very busy finishing my album. And, you know, I've been traveling to London, Barcelona, Los Angeles. So we had to do it remotely. But then we met to shoot the video in Los Angeles. And that was a blast, too.
If Rihanna had to say no to the track, who do you think you would have got on it instead?
I would have probably done it by myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She always felt to me that she was like, you know, the natural choice for collaborator in this track. She always felt to me like she was perfect for this, you know.
Well, we love it.
I'm so happy that you guys love it because, you know, it's been a long road. I've been preparing this album for the past 2 years. So it's been a lot of back and forth and on and off. I had a baby in the middle
I know.
of all this. And I feel that it has actually been so much easier to deliver a baby than to deliver this album.
So, really?
Easier to do a baby than an album?
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. That C-section was a joke next to this album.
it's been so hard. You've done loads of collaborations. Is there anyone that you wouldn't collaborate with?
I never thought about that. No, I don't have anybody in mind right now.
So, for instance, if Flo Rida calls you, it was like, hi, Shakira, would you consider that?
Flo Rida?
Yeah.
Well, if the song is good, yeah, why not?
Okay, cool. What about Robbie Williams?
If the song is good, of course.
Okay.
yeah, he's great. But it's all about the music, you know, when it comes to these things.
My friend Chris, who works on the show with us, has something to say, Shakira, and it's about one of your older songs. Go, Chris.
Yeah, Shakira, it's an absolute honour to be able to tell you this, but I've always really kind of... Well, basically, She-Wolf is, in my opinion, one of the greatest songs ever made.
Oh wow! Thank you very much. That's
it's on his it's on his list of all time favorites.
Really?
Yeah, She-Wolf.
Wow.
Let's just remind ourselves. Ooh. It's so good.
Oh, thank you very much. That's so sweet. Well, thank you. It's really honoring, and I'm humbled to hear that.
I know. It's just, for, you know, when people say maybe Bohemian Rhapsody and other ones like that, I've always said She-Wolf. Shakira She-Wolf on this show. It's just great to be able to tell you that.
Wow. He said it for years.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I can't believe it.
So what's your plan for the rest of the day, Shakira?
For the next, thank you for saying it twice, by the way.
I just, it's because of that song. I just can't.
you can't help it.
No.
For the rest of the day, I'm going to go to the studio and work on the final touches of my album. Yeah, I'm in this final stage of approving mixes and finishing with the final arrangements. And so it's really exciting, you know.
So album is out on March 24th.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. I'm going to play the track now with Rihanna called Can't Remember to Forget You. It's really good to speak to you, Shakira.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
And it's Radio 1's track of the day today, which means every single show plays it all day long.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Come and see us next time you're in the UK.
I will, absolutely. I will be there.
Good to speak to you, Shakira.
Take care. Bye.
Love you, bye. I think that's quite fascinating, things like that. Like they didn't even get together to record it.
Yeah.
And that's Can't Remember to Forget You. I appear to have just put Shakira on hold.
I think it's possibly the most legendary thing you've ever done.
I can't, you can't, because we were on hold to her, and I was like, please hold.
Yeah, but I was joking. I didn't think you'd do it.
I like this. This could be a new thing, though, on the show, where we put pop stars on hold and yeah. See who stays on the longest. I don't think I could have held out much longer with Shakira before her just going, okay, bye.
I thought that was going to be the world's shortest interview, though.
Yeah, I've sold 60 million records. This man just put me on hold. Okay, bye. Adios. Why did I put her on hold?
Brilliant. I didn't think you would.
I also quite like that whoever you mentioned, I was like, will you do a collaboration with this person, that person? And she seemed to say, yes, as long as the song was right.
Florida?
Yeah.
Well, if the song is good, yeah, why not?
Okay, cool. What about Robbie Williams?
If the song is good, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
And I think that if I had carried on along that thread, I think this is how it probably would have gone, the interview. Okay, Shakira, what about Olly Murs?
If the song is good, yeah, why not?
Example?
If the song is good, yeah, why not?
Rylan Clark.
If the song is good, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
Jedward.
If the song is good, yeah, why not?
Wagner.
If the song is good, yeah, why not?
Two Shoes.
If the song is good, of course.
£1 Fishman.
If the song is good, yeah, why not?
Kamalia off Meet the Russians. Do you know her?
If the song is good, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he's great.
Why not?
There was a proper
he's
pattern
great.
Going on there.
There was a little bit. I thought I'd just stop at Robbie Williams and Flo Rida because I thought every answer would be the same and it would have.
Oh, do you know who would have been good? Sir Dossa. My friend Sir Dossa, Bish Bash
Bish,
Bosh.
Bish Bash Bosh.
That would have been epic. Is there no...
Yeah. I can make something up, like I just did with those ones, if you want, to make it sound like Shakira has said that she'll work with Sir Dossa. Would you like that? And then we can
ring
him up.
Call him.
Let's ring him up and say that Shakira wants to work with him. Give me yeah. one song and okay. we'll sort it. Don't want to hear me put Shakira on hold again?
Yeah.
Can't believe it's actually happened.
I'm well, thank you. How's everything?
Yeah, really good. Give me a sec. Please hold.
Sure.
Anyway, how are you? I really thought she'd hung up at that point.
That has never happened to her.
Because I don't think massive stars like that don't ever get put on hold, will they? When was the last time you think a like, huge pop star like that's been put on hold?
I don't think it happens.
No. Like, so they're not ever ringing up about their phone bill, are they? Or like they want to get their internet sorted or the bank. Or they're never booking gig tickets, are they? So they're never on hold. They never hear. Your call is important to us. That has never happened to Shakira.
I think you should do it more often.
I'm just
like,
wondering,
test
yeah.
them out.
We should do, yeah, like a leaderboard.
Yeah.
Who's on hold the longest? I think Shakira managed about 6 seconds there, but I was quite worried that the interview would be terminated. But I definitely like it as an idea.
Is it me, or did it seem like she didn't really know who Flo Rida was?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's the impression I got.
But he's massive in America. So here's the idea, right? So we ring up Sir Dossa off of Bish Bash Bosh. your mate who writes music.
Have you made this then?
I've made a little clip which made it sound like Shakira was a big fan of his music and wants to work with him. So if you just ring him now and I will play the clip for you, okay? So let's do it. Oh. I've got the clip here.
Hello, mate.
How's it going, mate? You all right?
Starkey, you all right?
Yeah, good, mate. What's going on?
I've got great news for you.
Yeah? What's that?
We've just done an interview with... Are you at work at the moment?
Yeah, I'm on my lunch, mate. Just going outside.
We've just done an interview with Shakira. Scott's here.
Hi, Dosso, it's Scott.
Yeah. Oh, right,
listen to this. I've got a clip from the interview. You didn't hear it, did you?
No, I've been at work, mate, all day.
Okay, listen to this. So you have heard of Sadossa Shakira?
He's great.
And would you maybe work with him on some collaboration?
Well, if the song is good, yeah, why not?
Okay, cool.
Oh, no way.
Shakira?
Oh, no, that's quality.
You know who Shakira is, yeah?
Yeah, of course I know who Shakira is, mate. Oh, wow, let's get in the studio.
So it's just getting the right song, she's saying.
Yeah. Well, mate, I'm working on one at the moment. I think it should be perfect fit.
I'll play it to you again. So you have heard of Sadossa Shakira?
He's great.
And would you maybe work with him on some collaboration?
Well, if the song is good, yeah, why not?
Okay, cool.
Basically, it does rely on the song, though. That's what she seems to be suggesting a lot.
What's the song?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
What's the song that you've got in mind?
I'm working on one called Hashtag at the moment. I think she'd be good on the chorus, actually.
Do you need a female vocal?
It wasn't in the original plan, but yeah, I think we could work.
You wouldn't say no, though, would you?
Nah, definitely not.
You wouldn't say no to Shakira, would you?
No.
Good lad.
I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, nice sound. That's quality.
The song needs to be right, though.
I'll get busy. I'll get busy, lads.
All right, speak to you in a bit then.
All right, nice one. Cheers, fellas.
Bye, bye.
Cheers, bye. Bye.
What, is he still there?
Hello? Does he actually think that Shakira wants to work with him?
I think so.
No, he doesn't.
I think so. But you know what? She did say if it's the right song. I mean, all we're doing is representing him, really, aren't we? We could represent a number of people, Jedward.
I think what you're forgetting is that she didn't actually say that. We edited it to make it sound like she would work with him.
But I don't think she knew who Flo Rida was. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we could suggest it.
You better text him back, though.
I'll text him now.
Bless him. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So, if you weren't listening before 2, we spoke to actual Shakira on the phone, and she was saying yes to all these collaborations. So she said if Flo Rida picked a good song or Robbie Williams picked a good song, she would say yes and she would collaborate with them. And then we wondered if she would ever say yes to a Sadossa collaboration. You remember Chris's friend Sadossa? Makes some music sometimes, like this. Fish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter with your beer, not Fanta. Fish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague, washing some banter with your beer, not Fanta. Now, we may have mocked up a clip that didn't actually exist in the original interview, where Shakira appeared to be saying that yes, she would work on a future collaboration with Sadossa. It went like this.
If the song is good, yeah, why not?
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's quality.
You know who Shakira is, yeah?
Yeah, of course I know who Shakira is, mate. Oh, wow, let's get in the studio.
So I edited that together to make it sound like she said she's keen for Sadossa collaboration. Has he been back on?
Well, yeah, I've texted him, but bizarrely, it's just made him very excited at like the opportunity to maybe get some kind of female vocalist. I mean, he now knows that this Shakira thing isn't real, but he thinks it's a great idea.
Oh, right, so he just wants a female vocalist anyway. He's got his heart set on it.
He's literally keen for any female pop, so he thinks this is the great addition to Hashtag, the song that he's creating at the moment.
Oh, imagine, though, Shakira and Sadossa on Hashtag.
I have said that you will somehow contact her and ask, just in case.
Oh, does he want me to go ask again?
Which is fair enough.
Yeah, I think it is fair enough after what we just did to him. The Scott Mills Daily. So we're going to do this thing about nicknames after 2:30. You know when someone has a nickname and you don't necessarily know why they're called it, but there's normally a backstory behind it given to you by your mates?
Yeah.
It's like your mate Corner Man.
Corner Man or the Convict, there's always a story behind the name.
Yeah, and not a story that you could always tell on
radio.
Well,
obviously I couldn't mention one of them, but Corner Man, it's not a story that would immediately jump to the mind straight away.
It's because when you go out in a group of mates, he always sits in the corner, hence the name.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a few more of these. Yes, it does. 81199. People might not have heard it before. New listeners and that. Yeah. 81199, if you've got a nickname that maybe it's not completely obvious why you're called that, but there is a story behind it. Okay, so loads of people on with nicknames and why. Going to get some people on air now and we're going to try and guess why they're called that. Kat's been on. My nickname is Pingu because I have a tattoo of a penguin on my bum. Well, that's your own shoe before.
Liam's texting. He's got a friend called Fat Nav. Yeah, do you want to guess the story or shall I just tell you?
He's too fat to work a sat nav.
He's always shouting directions at us when we're in the car and he's rather large.
That's brilliant. I like that. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good. Tell us your nickname, please, and nothing else.
My nickname's Donkey.
Donkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we need to work out why Heidi is called Donkey with no clues.
Okay.
I'm saying that maybe you got kicked in the head once by a donkey when you were younger.
No.
Wow, that's quite dark. Are you the kind of mate that always ends up carrying your mates on a night out?
No, definitely not. I'm probably being carried.
Oh, right.
Okay. This is quite hard with no clues. Can we have one clue, please?
It's something to do with my face and facial features.
And the nickname's Donkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got... I can't even picture a donkey in my head. The face of one. Have you got a particularly large nose?
No. Well, I wouldn't say so.
Okay, so...
That's awkward.
Okay. Do you have an obsession with carrots?
What's that got to do with her face? She's just giving you a clue.
I don't know, mouth or something. Like, right. Always eating carrots. This is hard.
No.
I really don't know then.
Okay, tell us why you're called Donkey, Heidi.
Because when I smile, I look like Donkey out of Shrek.
Don't laugh.
Sorry.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Sorry. Oh, look, I'm just looking.
I'm sure
up.
You don't.
Okay, I can imagine it now.
I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you. But you
well,
have.
You probably do because all your mates call you it.
Are you? Yeah. Are you? Are you happy with that nickname?
Yeah, everyone calls me. I've got a lot of friends that don't even know me by my real name.
That's brilliant.
That just call me Donkey.
Yeah. I don't think we would ever have got that.
Don't worry, I've got a friend called the Beast. You know, a lot of ladies love him.
Good to speak to you, Heidi.
You too. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye, Donkey.
You can't say those things.
Well, everyone calls her already. It's like not new information, is it?
Mm. She seems slightly proud.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott here. What is your nickname?
Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's change this up a bit, because that last one was hard. So, we're each going to ask you questions and try and get clues from those questions as to why you're called that, all right?
Okay.
So, is it because you have beautiful toes?
No.
Did you give yourself this nickname, or did your mates?
My mates gave it to me.
Is this a nickname that came about from when you were in school?
Sixth form, kinda, yeah. It was around that time.
Is there something abnormally weird about your feet?
No.
Has it got anything to do with your feet?
Kinda.
Is it something to do with dancing?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Are you a rubbish dancer?
Well, I don't think I am, personally.
Are you a footballer? Do you play a lot of football?
Yes.
Why do you ask that?
Well, Twinkle Toes. It could be something to do with that, right? Did he say this is something to do with dancing?
Kind of.
And football?
Yeah.
Oh, we're never going to get this. Please tell us why you're called Twinkle Toes. It's really annoying me.
Okay. I was in sixth form. And one of our PE teachers also did a dance, like she worked for a dance company outside of school. She didn't ask us to be in a show outside of school to perform, basically. But I had football matches when the show was going to be on. So I just told my manager at the time a lie to say why I weren't coming to play.
and basically ended up in the local newspaper, and my football teammates found out.
Oh no!
What? So who are you lying to? The football people?
Well, everyone at the club, basically.
Right.
This is amazing. This is a bit like the plot of Glee, isn't it?
Yeah,
from what I understand.
Sneaking off for those secret dance lessons. How did you find out that the guys knew?
Well, it was in the local newspaper. Oh. Like,
I saw it
a few days later. Yeah, and it was you could clearly see the picture of me in there as well. So
nice one, Twinkle Toes.
Thank you, Twinks.
Cheers.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, we've got one more person with a nickname. Hello, another Matt.
Hello.
Is that Matt?
It is.
Scott Mills here. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. So, tell us your nickname and nothing else.
My nickname is Banger.
Okay, let's ask questions to try and get to this. You start.
Is your name Banger or The Banger?
Just Banger.
Okay. That's my first question.
Is it because when you hear a banger, you go crazy on the flow?
No.
Would you be happy your parents calling you this name?
My parents do on the odd occasion, yeah.
Banger to bed.
Is it something to do with thanks?
Is it something to do with... No.
Right.
No, it isn't.
No. Do you work in demolition?
No.
All I can think of is, like, bangers as in sausages. Is it anything to do with food?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it to do with sausages?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's something to do with a sausage, Scott. I don't know where we go from here.
Well, it's your question next.
Do you, I don't...
Do you like sausage?
Yeah.
Are you a butcher?
No.
Is it something to do with a part of your body that looks like a sausage?
No.
Have you done something with a sausage to deserve a nickname?
Yes.
Can we say it on the radio in the daytime?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, tell us what it is.
Basically, when I was about 9 or 10 years old in primary school, you remember the days of when, like, you'd be in the dining hall, you'd eat your food, and then there'd be leftovers, and they'd just say, if anyone wants any more, come and help yourself. So I just kept going back up. They just kept saying, there's still food left over. So I ended up eating between about 10 and 15 sausages in one sitting.
Oh, that is immense.
And then just basically went out on the went out after to play football, and everyone just started shouting the name Banger, and it stuck. And I'm 20 years old now, and it's stuck for about 11 years.
Good name.
Yeah.
Banger. If your parents call it, do you respond?
Yeah.
Banger.
Teachers used to call it me.
No way.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you, Banger.
Good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. I'm enjoying Roisin's text from County Tyrone, who has a friend called Bungalow. He got his name because he's not the brightest and therefore there's not much happening upstairs. Bungalow.
That's good.
And there's someone called Jules, whose nickname is Corgi. That's because during Freshers Week, someone couldn't remember her name, so she gave them the clue, the Queen has lots of them, expecting Jules to be the answer, because that's her name. They replied Corgis, and it's stuck ever since. Corgi. I like Ben in Sheffield. The reason his nickname is Big Toe is because his head looks like a giant toe.
I think I've got a friend like that. We call him Thumb.
What, because of his head?
Looks like a thumb.
Love it.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Imagine if your nickname was actually Olympic Torch.
Why?
Never go out.
Okay.
That is one of our listeners' actual nicknames, Rich.
Someone texting saying we call our mate Drillbit because she's boring. Harsh, but good.
Right, drill bit. I love these.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, I'm mostly bored of today. People telling me that I'm supposed to be really depressed because it's Blue Monday. Mm. Oh, bore off.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling good today. Well, also, where's the science behind that, please? Look, today's supposed to be the day that you're out of the whole year where you feel the most rubbish.
I don't know. I don't know if there is proper science behind it. It's a bit like... Isn't there meant to be more problems on a night out when there's a full moon?
Oh, is it a full moon as well?
I think so. I think I remember There was a club I used to work for, and they used to put more security on than a full moon night.
No way.
I'm not even joking. So,
to be fair, I have thought in the past before, I've thought that if anything is kind of brewing up with your mates or like with a partner or whatever, if there is a full moon brewing, then
avoid the argument.
I think it's more... No, I think everything just comes to a head.
It's true.
I think that's true.
But I'm probably sounding incredibly stupid right now, but I believe... From what I understood, when I used to DJ a night in Southampton, and they said that they put on more security on that night, on a full moon night, and told me to, like,
totally
not talk
on
the microphone
it.
Too much and stuff like that, because basically people weren't have full moon nights were problems.
Yeah, it's full moon, so if you could not talk on the microphone, because you'll just get people rowdy.
it's something like that.
Is it like a massive marketing campaign so that eventually people will send each other Blue Monday cards?
I don't know. Or you think they're trying to make it a...
Happy Blue Monday?
Full thing.
Or Miserable Blue Monday?
Mm.
So, in other news, I see that Grimmy's got a new tattoo.
Well, let's discuss
what is that?
I know. I mean, he's got a new tattoo, but what's freaking me out slightly is he's got C.S. tattooed on his arm. Now, that's my initials.
It's kind of a weird bit of his arm, though. That is your initials, yeah.
And the thing is, you know, I see him every day, and I've had discussions in the past with him where I've caught him out. Like, there was one time he was saying something about a sovereign ring. I used to wear this years ago.
Yeah, when you were proper like chavvy. Yeah.
So we worked out that he must have gone through my how rude. He must have gone through my Facebook pictures from like 4 years ago.
No, he did admit to that. I remember he liked one of your photos on
that
Facebook once,
that
which was like the 516th one in that photo album. It's like, well, how did you find that? You've been looking through, have you?
He's been going through for ages. And now he turns up at work with a tattoo. He was like, got a new tattoo. Have a look.
C.S.
And I'm sure it stands for something else, but all the
Chase
same.
Chase status?
That could do, yeah.
It could be C&S Plumbers, who are quite near me and do a very reasonable rate if you've got a leak. Might just be a fan.
Yeah, could be.
There are other things it could be. It could be the other Chris that works on this show that also has
Chris
the
Sawyer.
Yeah, also has the initials CS. I don't really think it's anything to be over worried about.
Chris Smith, hey. News.
Chris Smith off the news, it could be. Willpower, power. Also, lol to you thinking that it's going to be about you.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm not having this full moon thing at all.
I'm telling you.
No, absolutely not. Nonsense.
But you can't argue with the fact loads of police are loads of people saying that they put more door staff on club nights.
No.
You can't argue with that. That's what they do.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Where's the evidence?
This is what bugs me. It's clearly a thing because, you know, we've had loads of nurses have texted saying there's more problems on a full moon. It's definitely a thing, but I want to know why.
Somebody works in a bar and in the office, they mark the full moons on the calendar at work as a pre-warning for all the staff.
This is who.
What?
Chris, you're so vain. I bet you think that tattoo's about you.
That was good because we haven't had one today. Yeah, someone works in A&E. All the loons come out on the full moon. Full loon. Yeah, oh, okay. Well,
loads
maybe
of
it
police,
does.
Ambulances, A&E. I'm telling you, it's clearly a thing. But no one can say why. Someone said it's because, and this can't be right, because the moon affects the tides. This is from Adam in Nottingham. I'm going to let him take credit.
You're going to tell me about the lunar calendar.
And
now.
Humans are 80% water. So, on the full moon, in fact.
Real or no real?
No real! I don't know. Something's going on. Full moon. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. So enjoying some people's theories about this full moon thing. Like Tom, because it's brighter at night on a full moon, so people stay out later and then they get into trouble more.
Yeah, I'm seeing stuff about hunting and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm a bouncer. Full moon is a nightmare. I mean, people are acting on this, but it probably is nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're struggling to see the science.
No
behind
science
it.
Behind it, but I mean, if you're putting more door staff on your door, then go for it. Here's Greg James. Hello.
Hi.
It's good to have you on a Monday.
Yeah, it's good.
It's
I'm
good
ready
to
for
have
this.
You on a Monday. And,
good
yeah.
to be here on a Monday.
In it?
Yeah.
Oh, a bit too much echo.
Oh, you were talking about Blue Monday.
Who cares?
What a load of tosh.
What a load of nonsense. So, things have escalated here. We appear to have a...
Oh, this is
we appear to have a tweet from Shakira.
Is this real?
Real.
This is off her verified account. I can't believe it.
So earlier on the show, we mocked up a thing which we edited, saying that she would love to work with Sadossa off of Bish Bash Bosh, Chris's mate, who makes music. It didn't actually happen on the interview, but we just kind of made it up. And so it sounded like Shakira going, yes, I'd love to work with Sadossa. Now she's been on. And what does it say on the tweet?
At BBCR1. So are you going to give me Sir Doss's number for that duet then?
She's even spelt Sadossa correctly.
It's a very well-written tweet.
And grammatically correct with the apostrophe.
D-O-S-S-A.
Considering the one the hour before is in a different language.
That's from a different language, Spanish. That's incredible, because that is from actual Shakira.
You don't answer, all my friends are on.
What's Sadossa saying?
What is going on?
It's brilliant.
What's Sadossa saying?
He sent me a text, but it was just a lot of explanation.
So he sent a text, a heart attack. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh god, this is gonna be so good in the pub.
So yeah, Shakira's just tweeted.
That's real.
That's unexpected.
Can you get her to follow you now as well? I know you want that now. No, it's the next stage.
Looks like you're begging it as well. Oh, thanks for that. Can you follow me, please?
Yeah, but this is different. This is Shakira.
Or if she just followed Sir Dossa.
I put her on hold earlier.
Incredible.
She's never been put on hold in her life. Thought I'd give her a taste of it, see what it's like.
Actually, speaking of that, it's funny you mention it, because today's star caller, that happens as well, to the person who does the call.
Another celebrity on hold?
Yeah.
I'm encouraging it. I like it, because they don't get to do this very often.
It's very funny today.
Brilliant.
After 5 o'clock.
Okay, after 5, star caller. I'm going to do this more, because famouses don't get put on hold, because they don't have to ever call up for any kind of service, do they? So this is going to be a thing, I think. Okay, let's play Real or No Real. Are these real or not?
Prince Charles is in the magic circle, having passed his entry exam in 1975.
Oh, wow.
Wow. As you always say, Chris, everyone's got a past.
Everyone has got a past.
So this is the premier organisation in the world for magicians, the Magic Circle. But did he pass an actual exam? And can he do the magics?
The thing is, you're not going to say no to Prince Charles, are you? The leader of the Magic Circle, Paul Daniels or whatever.
Are you
not going to say no?
The trick was rubbish.
Paul Daniels. Who's in charge of Magic Circle? Paul Daniels?
No.
Isn't it?
It can't be.
Oh. When I was a kid, I thought he was the only magician in the world.
No, not true.
Did you buy the set?
He must be the chairman.
I got that.
Isn't he, or Obsession Power?
Just finding out for you, caller.
The idea that...
We're not finding out.
So what you're
saying,
Greg,
Paul Daniels.
Prince Charles has done an awful trick, and they've just gone, you're in.
You've got to clap it, haven't you?
It's like when Prince Charles tries DJing and things like that. It's great to watch, but it is awful.
Yeah, but who's going to say it to him? No, I'm not going to say no to Prince Charles, are you?
Well, when he comes in
and says, can I be a Radio 1 DJ for the day? The boss here is going to go, yep, okay.
Really?
Yeah, you're not going to say no.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Prince Charles, we can't have you here.
He does fiddle with his cuffs a lot, because that suggests magic to me.
Yes.
That suggests nerves to me.
No, definitely magic.
But if you were Prince Charles, Chris, you would try hand at anything. Just go for it.
Real or no real, Prince Charles is in the magic circle.
I like to think he's got magic hands. I'm going to say real.
I think he's got excellent sleight of hand. I don't think this one's real, but I think he would be allowed to do anything, but I don't think he's got the exam.
No, that one is real.
Oh, incredible.
Wow. Now, he wasn't allowed a free pass just because he was a royal. He had to perform a whole magic routine in front of an audience.
Oh, I'd love to see it. Were these proper good tricks? Or was it like, I've got your nose?
I've got your nose. I love that one.
One where they make the thumb come apart.
Yeah. No, he did a very good cup and ball routine.
Bet he did.
In 1975.
Oh, I'd love to have a YouTube of an invented then. Is it on anywhere? Did anyone film it?
You can't find it, but he definitely did do cup and balls in 1975. And that's part of his Magic Circle exam.
Good.
And he's in.
Robin Thicke performed Keys for Bryan Adams' set at Live Aid in 1985.
Keys.
Well, the thing is, Robin Thicke is of curious age. Isn't he? He is.
He can't be that
How old is he? Chris, no give me an answer. How old is Robin Thicke?
No
he
one
could
knows.
Be, could be 25, could be 55.
We've said no. this before. Could have a pension.
Curious age.
He could travel for free on the bus. You
he
never
is,
know.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, is it likely that he was on keys for Bryan Adams? I like they're called keys.
He's a fantastic piano player. I've seen him play the piano.
What a review.
And he's good. I mean, he's high graded. Do you know what I mean? He's well over grade five.
What, he's grade four or five?
I'd say he's probably grade six or over.
Get him?
Isn't eight the best?
Eight is the best. You can't get better than a grade eight.
So, Robin Thicke, was he on that stage at Live Aid in 1985 behind Bryan Adams on the keys?
Well, I feel like when Robin Thicke made that song this year, or last year, he's sort of the pop star that shouldn't ever have been a pop star, because he didn't really do anything before this. So
he had been around for a few years.
Yeah, but not...
It did smooth R&B.
It wasn't a massively famous frontman.
No.
I think he would have made a good behind-the-scenes person.
Yeah. He did...
You're saying basically that shouldn't have ever happened.
Well... He did a good song called Sweetest Love, which we... it's quite...
No, it's like he's good in his own field. Like, he'd probably been a good keyboard player. Like, Gino De Campo's a good, funny chef, but don't give him his own show.
Yeah, get you. Yeah.
So I think this is real.
Yeah.
Mm. Ali Bongo is the head of the Magic Circle.
That is a massive who.
Real or no real? Robin Thicke on the keys at Live Aid in 85, man.
I'm going to go for it, real.
Please, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, no. He's only 36.
What a shame.
What? I know.
ID.
In dog years.
So he was eight. He was eight when that happened.
What's 36 in dog years?
It's about 400.
My dog's 400.
Next.
Divers at the Olympics haven't had to wear Speedos since 1972.
Yeah, nor they don't need to do all that shower nonsense either.
That's just Tom Daly, mostly. He kind of brought that and made it a thing.
I don't know.
Ooh, look at me in the shower.
It's become a thing.
So yeah, it is now, yeah.
So what we're saying here, the Speedos are purely worn because...
They're posers.
It's what the artists want.
Whoa, hang on. Does this mean that you're allowed to dive naked? Is that what it means?
Good question.
I don't Scott? Think that's what it means.
Oh.
I'm just saying that they like to pop a doot a bit more on the TV, and that's why the Speedos are on. They could wear board shorts, anything, but they choose to wear the Speedos because they love it.
Right. The Olympics, for me, it was a bit too much. It all went quite odd.
The Olympics, for me, it was all a bit too much. Write that down as a quote.
I just mean the diving thing. I mean, you're half expecting them to get the shampoo out and sort of start... It was ridiculous. Do you remember how many people were gathered around the screens here?
Yeah.
Distracting from work.
Yeah. Well, why is that a bad thing? It brought the nation together.
Got to get the chlorine off.
I just thought it was all a bit, you know, you didn't care about the diving. Do you know what I mean? It distracted from the sport.
It was, find it homoerotic?
No, you did not.
Did it confuse you?
Anyway.
Did it a little bit confused.
But then they had a jacuzzi as well, didn't they? Was that... Yeah. How did it work? You could choose the jacuzzi or the shower.
Yeah, Tom made use of both, if you remember.
Yeah. But the Speedos thing, I don't know, because why? Surely they need to be as streamlined as possible. The Speedos allow for that.
So, Olympic swimmers all choose to wear Speedos. They've not actually been a thing since the 70s.
No, I'm going to say it's a rule, so I'm going to say no real.
I go for real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, haven't had to wear Speedos since 1972, so no real.
I thought you meant that it was that they could be naked and that was allowed, but they chose to put some garments.
I mean,
on.
Obviously that would
I'd be flapping about.
That wouldn't be allowed. I wouldn't have thought.
Well, why not?
Everyone would be gathered around the screens here again, though, wouldn't they?
Skinny dipping, diving.
And next,
Everything say their latest album was too whiny and miserable, and a promise to cheer things up for their next work.
Right.
I don't think that second album was very miserable. I thought, I don't know why they're panicking if this is true.
So we know Everything.
Ooh. I like this one.
Cough Cough wasn't that miserable, was it?
No.
But
so have they promised to make it a bit less miserable?
I don't think it's the miserable sound that sort of gets to me a little bit. I think it's more the consistently high.
Because you can't sing along to it, really.
Mm. The tricky one for me was the Live Lounge cover that they did.
Of Mirrors.
It's like I'm a mirror. Oh, a mirror staring back at me.
Oh.
It was, for me, it was, you know, you can't maintain that sound too long. I don't think. Listen, I'm no music
expert.
It's
too high.
But why?
I got tinnitus after a while.
Did you? That's what their third album should be called.
You can't, who tinnitus? It's still on. Those people suffer from it. Sorry, tinnitus sufferers.
Okay. Retracted.
So, everything. So their last album was whiny and miserable and promised to try harder and be a bit more cheery in the next one.
That's kind of what you want from them.
Oh, but that's their thing.
Yeah.
That is their gimmick.
Don't change it.
So, no, and they shouldn't change. No, you're spot on. Don't change for anyone.
Yeah. You're beautiful no matter what they say.
Yeah, man.
Words can't bring you down.
So, yes,
Words
real or no
can't
real?
Bring you down.
No real.
That one's real.
Oh. Yes, they have. They've apologised.
And none.
Welcome to Mondays.
They apologised for the whininess in an interview with The Enemy.
Apologised.
I know. It's like, that's your thing.
Oh, they shouldn't have had to do that.
I know. At the end of that pitiful round of real or no real,
I scored 20. Greg got nothing.
Actually, yes. Nothing.
Nothing.
Well done, mate.
Nice to be on Mondays.
Thanks for coming in. So, star caller after 5 o'clock. So those were Monday's lols. Tune in tomorrow between 1 and 4. Another person is getting wet with Chris at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Listen on the radio and watch it at Radio 1 Online. Star.